This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with State Senator Thomas McGee, Lynn, North Shore, and Senator McGee, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here with you this morning.
Well, Senator, you're the chair of the Joint Transportation Committee, so let's start right there with transportation, and let's go to the Lynn Ferry as a topic of discussion to get things underway. What is the latest on the Lynn Ferry? I know there's a boat that's been purchased, but yet where do we stand as of now?
Well, a couple of things have happened, and, you know, it's been a lot of work to get us to the point where we got the infrastructure investment and had a two-year pilot program, which I thought was very successful. And during that period of time, so we weren't able to run the ferry last summer, but we were awarded $4.5 million to purchase a ferry from the federal government. And in the meantime, in conjunction with that, we were also part of a study or business plan working with the Department of Transportation in-state to develop the criteria, the guidelines, the information to allow us to move forward and identify how we're going to make this continue to move forward, make progress, and then make it successful, as I know we can do. So that was going hand in hand with this proposal. So we've had a meeting. We've got the business plan was submitted to us, and we had discussions about that. In the meantime, based on that business plan, we're moving forward towards procurement of a ferry for Lynn, specifically for the Lynn operation from Lynn to Boston or whatever that water transportation access point will be going out of Lynn. We're working with the Department of Transportation in Massachusetts with a consultant who's developing the procurement for that particular vessel. And the business, what the business plan reflected was by having our own vessel, it brings the subsidy cost down hundreds of thousands of dollars. So substantially reduces the cost to subsidize because it's our own vessel. And then with other pieces in that, it really got us into the place where we know that we can make this successful. So it's moving forward. We're looking to getting our own vessel hopefully in the next couple of years, if not sooner. But that is proceeding, and that is exciting in terms of where we go from here. The next question is, how do we try to get service moving in the interim? We're working with a number of different players in transportation as well as local communities to see if there's a way to find the resources to get the ferry running again. At least over the next couple of years till we get our own ferry. And we'd love to see when we get our ferry that it's going to be a year-round operation. And the other thing that's happening, and I think that's very positive, is we, in last year's legislative session in the budget we created, I filed an amendment which was accepted. We created the Water Transportation Advisory Council, which is a regional advisory council. That includes really from Gloucester to Provincetown, taking a look at the region and how we can start to take what I believe, and I think the more that these meetings have happened, many people believe, a really untapped natural resource for water transportation in the region, considering all of the gridlock that's happening, that really there's unlimited potential to create a more comprehensive transportation system on the water in the region. And the people at the table are the Secretary of Transportation, the two chairs of the Transportation Committee, House and Senate, Lynn, Salem, Winthrop, Quincy, Hull, Hingham, Boston. But more importantly, people that have become involved is the Boston Convention Center, UMass Boston, Boston Chamber of Commerce. City of Everett now is looking at it because as Wynn Casinos is completed, there'll be water access points over in Everett up the Mystic River. So all of a sudden, in conjunction with what our vision has been for a Lynn access to Boston, is starting to be really viewed as a real opportunity regionally. Seeing Salem and Beverly have some access, Gloucester maybe seasonally, obviously the Provincetown to Boston or other communities, 90 minutes down to Provincetown in the summer. We're even talking about Plymouth for 2020. Can we start to build into their 2020 celebration, their 400-year celebration, to actually be accessing Plymouth Harbor during those times by water? So I'm really optimistic and excited because our ability to run our water transportation out of Lynn is linked to a much more robust regional transportation system that I really believe is starting to not only be talked about, but I think moving towards making a reality.
And that's really a big change in the discussion from, say, 2 years ago when you started the ferry, or several years ago when the ferry did run for a few years, to now, is that it is a much bigger piece. And you can comment on that. But also, is it fair to say that there's more ferry action to the south of Boston than to the north of Boston, or am I wrong on that?
Well, there's more ferry access from Hingham and Hull, but they've been in the business since 1978. So when you think about how they've developed it, it's been a period of time to really build that ridership. And the interesting thing is, you're right, it is changed from, but not really. I think the vision of having water transportation from Lynn was really linked to accessing Boston and accessing the region.
Sure.
So it was kind of Lynn focused, but the reality was it was really connected to a larger vision. And so I think that's always been there. But the return on the dollar for transit, and people don't realize this, the Hingham Ferry is the biggest return on the dollar for any transit in the MBTA system, 62 to 65 cents on the dollar. Commuter rail is 50 cents on the dollar in terms of fare return. So 50% is returned by the fares, 50% is subsidized on commuter rail. So most efficient and effective and cost-effective transportation is a robust and vibrant water transportation system. There is no rail or signaling or other infrastructure needs, stations. You need the terminal and you need the boat. And the other interesting piece is when you're looking at questions about on-time service, and that's always an issue, as we know, whether it's the subways, whether it's commuter rail, commuter boats, 98% across the board on time. They are consistently right at the top. They consistently at 90%. So the opportunity in water transportation is unlimited. And the reality of a robust system, once you are able to build the ridership, which I think we showed great promise in Lynn. We had 15,000 people in 3 months ride that ferry. So I think we can be in the Hingham situation really easily in a short period of time. So those are the kind of things that I think we need to look at as we're moving forward on it.
You do have this area of folks, which would include Lynn, north for a ways, as you pointed out, that, you know, the commuter rail may not serve them. It doesn't serve the folks maybe up in Marblehead as well as it might in Beverly. There are, I guess, 5 T stops in Beverly, MBTA stops in the city of Beverly itself. But in other words, there are opportunities, as you're pointing out.
I think that's a great point. The Seaport District is the emerging economic engine for parts of Boston. How do you get there?
And
that's why the Boston Chamber of Commerce, the Convention Center, UMass Boston, the Kennedy Library, and others are looking to how do we get people over there with the gridlock that's happening. This is really the opportunity. What's going on right now is you take the train to South North Station, and the TMA, which is the transportation private transportation network that does some work over there, the Boston TMA, they actually have vans taking people from North Station over to the Seaport District, because if you think about it, there's not that connection there. Obviously, the talk of North-South Rail Link would bring them closer at South Station. But now, because of the traffic, now they're looking to actually take people by boat from North Station to the Seaport District, because if you get in a van right now, you could be in the van for 25 minutes sitting in traffic. So the reality is, from the North Shore, if you can get on a boat and take yourself directly to the Seaport District, you eliminate all of that. And in 30 to 35 minutes from Lynn, you can be in the Seaport District if that's where you're going to work. And that's where the growth and investment and jobs and opportunities are happening. So it's, you know, as you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about this, but I think the more facts that get out there, the more we realize we have missed an opportunity in the past. We need to take advantage of it today and tomorrow.
Well, GE and Lynn could subsidize their own boat.
Here we go.
Senator, right down into their new corporate offices down in the Seaport District.
Right up in Fort Point Channel. They're right on the channel. Yeah. So it's good. It's a really exciting discussion, even though we're not at the point where we know for sure what's happening this summer. We're going in the right direction, and I think people are realizing that this is something we need to invest in.
And you bring up a good point, because I've thought about it from our North Shore point of view, but not from the Boston point of view. But you're right, you are accessing different points that didn't have access before. So that's a terrific point. Finally, one small, very question, just to follow up on the Lynn Ferry. So is there an opportunity, since the actual purchase of the boat is still years out, to have a temporary kind of craft at some point?
We're in discussions with a lot of different groups to see how we can find a way to both get some dollars, hopefully to continue the pilot, or to partner with some other entity to make that activity happen for several months of the year on the waterfront as we're pursuing to get our own boat. So yeah, we're right in the middle of those discussions as well.
All right. The I want to ask you maybe about one other area, but it's a big area. It's Commonwealth Conversations, and it's on transportation issues around the state. Now, again, as co-chair of the Joint Committee on Transportation, tell us about this event, or these events, I should say. And there is one coming to Lynn on April 11th, we believe, at the Lynn Museum. So tell us about these events, what they're all about.
Well, the Senate 2 years ago, new Senate President Rosenberg, with input from a number of our colleagues, talked about getting outside the State House and going around the state with the Senate to listen to what people's concerns are, issues, and have a chance to actually speak directly to the senators. And so these we developed what was called the Commonwealth Conversations. And so we started that 2 years ago. And part of it would be a nighttime event where for 2 hours we listened. People got 3 minutes. We weren't talking. We were listening to the constituents in the areas. So we had a chance to go all over the state and see, you know, spend the day in a region and see different issues related to higher ed or economic development or social service issues or businesses and so forth. So those were very successful. So we reincorporated that idea into this session. So we've been doing now. We had 9 of them scheduled this year. But what I'm excited about was the Senate President recognizing the importance of transportation determined that we didn't do this 2 years ago, that at every stop, all 9 stops, for 2 hours each day, we would have a forum on transportation in each region, which was exciting for me because for us to build support locally to develop transportation needs that we have in our local districts around the state, we really need to understand the regional transportation needs and how we're all linked to a broader, larger, comprehensive statewide transportation plan. So the forum in Lynn that will happen on April 11th is happening at all these other locations, and the Bar Foundation is involved in this, and they do a presentation on the state of transportation today and what it looks like with numbers and statistics, and then it becomes interactive. So lunch is included. We have this broad discussion, and then there's, you know, what are people's goals for the region in terms of transportation? What would be action items? And they lay out these 8 or 10 or 12 priorities that they've come up with, and it allows us to talk about them in small breakout sessions. And then they actually have these small devices that allow you to vote on all of these different issues. And so not only is it a chance to see what today's state of transportation is, but to have a real discussion about it, put your viewpoints forward, and then have that input included in what happens in Lynn, in our region, the North Shore. But then as these 9 are completed, all of the input from all of the state will come in, and there will be a broader report that takes all of the different perspectives of what the priorities should be, puts them together, and we'll put a report together. And we're hoping that we can build a consensus and comprehensive plan to look at addressing transportation on a statewide basis, but how it reflects to investments and needs in the regions. And where we find common ground, if in the Berkshires and in Worcester and on the south coast, North Shore and the Merrimack Valley, there's 4 or 5 common themes, then we know that we can find that common area to maybe build support for something that will address all of our needs around the state. So it can't just be Boston. It can't be Lynn. It's got to be how do we look holistically at the Commonwealth and make sure that everyone has access to the 21st century transportation system. So it's very exciting, and I'm looking forward to having it in Lynn on the 11th and hopefully getting some people down to have those discussions. And we've been having consistently between 75 and 100 people with a broad range of opinions, with transportation expertise, or people in the community that are looking for something that maybe isn't happening right now. And it's been a robust and interesting discussion.
Is there something in specific that you could maybe share with us that came from one of the regions that might have been something that you hadn't thought about, or it may be just a different take on something that, I mean, probably nothing earth-shattering here, but there must be some kind of input that you're getting that's significant.
Well, let's say that I know the first one. We were in Somerville, so the Green Line was the Green Line expansion was the number one priority. And what struck me that was interesting, and I guess my staff always says I go back to water transportation or maybe Blue Line expansion to Lynn because that's
I'm catching this pattern here. Yeah.
But when you get off the new station, and people need to understand, in the first time in 27 years, we built a new subway station at Assembly Square, which parlayed into 100 acres of huge investment. Mass General has gone there. It's right across the river from the new Wynn casino site. But as I got off the orange line there and looked down, there was right below was the river with a big pier. And the interesting thing when we went over to the session and all of it was packed with people, nobody thought or talked water access or water transportation, even though you could look from the you can understand that at Assembly Square that opportunity is there as well. So sometimes it's really the local, the Green Line is sucking up all of the air in that area. But you need to look outside that box. What about buses? There's been talk of bus rapid transit that, how do you get buses to run almost like a subway system, which is going on in other countries, which has been an interesting subject for discussion, which would lead to people maybe thinking that maybe would be accessing different areas through a bus rapid transit system. So there's interesting things that are coming out of it, and you do see how the local things really kind of consume it, but as you step away from it a little bit, it does really link itself to so many other pieces of the puzzle.
I know the State House, or all of you involved here at the State House, are very concerned about what the federal government might be doing here in the days, weeks, months ahead as far as budgetary things. But if you listen to the president about infrastructure, that's one area where there might be some common ground for investment, and this kind of fits into that, or could possibly fit into that piece.
I think the trillion-dollar number is a real number. It's a much larger number that we need to spend. The question is the money going to be available, and are all the other pieces that need to come together going to come together? So we're concerned that, as I think you saw today's Globe, we could take a $1.5 billion hit by 2022 with the elimination of the Affordable Care Act. And part of all of that plays into all the other areas of available dollars for federal money that's going to be invested in the state. So we really are concerned about the budget and what it means, and then the ability to take these, I think, draconian cuts that he's proposing take that into account and then see, are they going to be real dollars for the infrastructure? And I think at least if we start talking about the infrastructure, I think there is common ground there. The question is, where are the dollars going to come from, and how are you going to get them back to the states in a way that's going to allow us to use them in the best possible way? So I'm glad there's that kind of pointed discussion about what monies are needed. The real rubber meets the road when we see when the budget that was laid out that I think is going to cause real tough problems for our state and other states. How does that play into then getting dollars on the infrastructure side? We'll see.
Gotcha. All right. Senator, anything else you want to share with us from your office?
Great to talk with you, and look forward to continuing the discussions. But thanks. Thanks again.
State Senator Tom McGee from City of Lynn, and I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.